Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Something else that came up during the FBI Apple iPhone debacle or media circus, whichever you want to call it, is that Apple software updates and actually lots of software updates these days are signed by Apple. In the way that on the iPhone, what happens is that the firmware image, right, has a signature on it that proves that the software image came from Apple, and only software images that have that signature on it can be loaded on an iPhone. Now, software updates on mobile computer on other mobile devices and on Windows and Mac and such, they all have a similar mechanism, right? And ultimately, if software is signed with that particular key, it's going to get accepted by the computer or the mobile device, and who's the wiser, right? And again, that's a good thing overall, but there's also the risk of, okay, what happens if that key falls into the wrong hands, or if the government forces the people to give it up. And so a lot of, those keys are very well protected, right? And again, that doesn't mean they can't get lost or whatever. And it has happened, right? I mean, we've seen malware that has been signed with maybe somebody else's certificate key, not Microsoft necessarily, but it's been quote unquote authenticated. But if the key falls in the wrong hands, right, it's bad news, right? And so the software gets on there and you're none the wiser. But even the malicious BitTorrent application that was the first functional ransomware on Mac, right? That software was actually signed with a different key than the software is normally signed with. It was a valid key. Now, of course, that key's been revoked and so forth. But what happens if the key falls in the wrong hands? It's certainly an attack vector, and that's why Apple goes to great lengths to protect it, and as do all vendors. You don't see those things very often, but it is something to certainly be concerned about, and it is effectively a golden key. Now, there are systems theoretically, you could do key escrow systems where you have to have multiple people sign it, but it still boils down to the fact that the software, image has to come from somewhere, and most likely without delaying software updates, you'd have to have the systems, essentially have multiple parties automatically sign it, which really then kind of eliminates the benefit of it, right? Is that, you could get, if you have Apple's original image, you're those kinds of systems may or may not work. So, now for open source, you might be able to do something like that where you could essentially have multiple, parties essentially come up with their version of a signature or whatever for stuff. And you could do this key escrow thing and you could actually prove with some certitude that the software image hasn't, the software you're downloading and installing hasn't been tampered with. And multiple people agree to that, right? Not just having one party, which is kind of the problem with having only one key sort of signing the software. But I don't know that you necessarily would, with a commercial company like Apple, I don't know that there's any way to do it, to work around the fact that, well, if somebody compromises Apple, you're still screwed. So it's certainly a concern, not just with the San Bernardino iPhone, right? That's the subject of a media circus, but with any software, right? So if the government is able to get a company to give out that key, well, then that system is compromised now because the government can just sign whatever software goes in there. And that's actually perhaps more dangerous than the crypto issue, right? That getting into the iPhone, right? If a company can be forced, that has designed a system to be secure, reasonably secure, and that only they can push updates to it, and that gets subverted by the government for one reason or another, I mean, that's actually much more, that's actually much more dangerous, I think. So hopefully it won't come to that. And hopefully hopefully there won't be a situation where, yes, Apple has to give up the source code too. That's a whole other situation that could come in, but their systems do already have a golden key, and we have to protect that. And unfortunately, I don't know, I can't think of a good way that actually addresses the underlying issue without being a completely open source thing. And so I just kind of, this is going to be a tough problem to solve, and hopefully it won't come down to the government forcing a company like Apple to give up their signing keys, because I think that pretty much right there summons the end of the world as we know it with our electronic computing devices, and that could be that has lots of potential to be very, very, very bad.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.